The new movie Winchester is a paranormal horror film about one of the largest haunted houses in America. The story is based on the life of Sarah Winchester, heiress to the company that created the Winchester rifle series. Helen Mirren stars as the eccentric woman who built and rebuilt her vast and ever-changing mansion from 1884 until her death in 1922. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited the house that's now a popular tourist attraction in San Jose, California.
At the famous Winchester Mystery House, tour guide Nicole Kalan leads us up the wooden stairs.
The house just creaks on its own. You check the area, no one's there.
The Queen Anne Revival-style mansion has staircases that lead to nowhere, doors that open to a two-story drop, a witch's cap with strange acoustics. The house historian, Janet Bomey, says tour guides refuse to go up to the third floor after dark.
Because you will actually hear footsteps coming down the hallway, and you think someone whispered your name, and you're looking around like, who's messing with me? And there's nobody there.
House marketing director Tim O'Day says some people report seeing a handyman named Clyde stoking the fireplace or carrying coal. He died long ago.
He appears as an apparition in his white overalls and his mustache, and he'll just kind of blankly look at you. And if you look away, he disappears.
Do you believe in ghosts, Doctor?
In the movie, Sarah Winchester's sanity is questioned by a psychologist hired by the company to push her out. Legend has it Winchester conducted seances to communicate with the dead.
I can feel it. In the air, in the walls.
Winchester remained in mourning for her baby daughter and late husband. She had workers build and rebuild her home nonstop, day and night, for nearly 40 years. Helen Mirren says in the movie, Winchester did so to placate the spirits of those who died at the hands of the weapon whose fortune she inherited.
She felt the weight of the effect of the Winchester rifle, what it had done, what it had achieved. It must be like being the inheritor of a fortune that was made on the back of the atomic bomb.
On the final day of filming on location last May, Mirren sat in one of the many rooms of the Winchester mansion and marveled.
Really, really extraordinary. It's the work of an artist, a huge imagination. There's something so eccentric and out of the ordinary about it. You know, you can only sort of be in awe of it, really.
Michael Spierig, who wrote and directed the movie with his brother Peter, says the notoriously reclusive Winchester spared no expense to innovate her architectural wonder.
I never saw Sarah Winchester as a crazy person. She was more of a progressive thinker. She was apparently one of the first people to have a telephone. I think her number was 1234. She was one of the first people to have a shower. She invented an irrigation system in the house that was ahead of its time.
Much of the mansion was destroyed by the San Francisco earthquake in 1906. It's now a California landmark that still has peculiar goings-on.
Nothing like strange has happened while you were shooting here.
No, there hasn't been anything.
What about that? What was that?
Well, I mean, if you classify doors slamming and maybe that's a ghost, it might be the wind. Who knows?
The Winchester House remains a mystery. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.